Dan, thanks for doing this. I mean, I can't help but admire pushback and the fight back that this team has in them.
Yeah, you're not alone, guys. Who would have thought that we would be in this position? You know, at the end of game number three, after an 8-2 result at home, I think we kind of looked at this Prince Albert Raiders club, and many people probably thought, oh boy, the Giants just really poked the wrong bear. But full credit to Michael Dick and his troops. You come back in game number four with a 1-0 loss that could have very, very easily been a 1-0 win. You win game five at home in front of a record crowd. You go in and you play extremely well last night in game six. So what have we learned through six games? Guys, we've learned a lot, and we've learned absolutely nothing. Whoever wins tonight is a WHL champion, and that will be something that can never be taken away.
Yeah, early on in the playoffs, we were seeing this team as being that dominant team that was kind of throwing aside teams on their way to the WHL championship. But in this series, they've had to show that resiliency as well. Where does that resiliency come from? Is it from coaching, or is it within certain players in that team itself?
I think the resiliency comes from a season worth of lessons, and something that the coaching staff has talked a lot about this season has been the fact that the Giants have done a very good job of not getting too far ahead of themselves. It is so cliched and yet so very true how you simply can't look past the game that's right in front of you. You control what you can control going into that game, and then the rest takes care of itself. And, you know, full credit to the coaches, the amount of work and preparation that they have put forth to get ready for this situation has been inspirational to watch and to witness. But the Giants aren't here if it weren't for the players collectively digging their heels in together, banding together the way that they have, and then essentially agreeing to work together to keep their season alive. So it's a little bit of everything. It's maturity. It's a resolve among the entire group that is essentially saying that we are not ready to end this season. We're having too much fun doing what we're doing. And I guess we'll see by this time tomorrow, we'll know if the Giants are going to be heading east to Halifax or if they're going to be heading west back to Vancouver. It's quite the paradigm that the Giants find themselves in.
Dan O'Connor, Vancouver Giants play-by-play here on Sportsnet 650. So the storyline for tonight, who's going to be starting in goal?
Well, Michael Dick hasn't officially said it, but I would be utterly shocked at this point if we did not see David Tednik get his seventh consecutive start for the Giants in this series. He's taken the ball and run with it really since game one of the Spokane series. I think David Tendick is a huge reason why the Giants are taking the ice tonight in Prince Albert for a game number seven. I would say the safe bet will be to see David Tendick facing Ian Scott in the goaltending matchup.
Yeah, 36 saves in the last game as well. And listen, Prince Albert outshot Vancouver by 12 as well, so he had a very, very key role in that game. Looking at this playoff run as a whole, though, and when we're talking about every single player on that roster, if you had to single out one or two players, Dan, who do you think has impressed you the most up until this final seventh game in this series?
Well, I mean, there's a number of different ways you can go with that. I think the de facto name, obviously, would be Bowen Byram. I mean, he could be the first ever WHL defenseman to lead the WHL playoffs in scoring. And he does this in a season where he's already accomplished so many really unique historical, you know, milestones as it is. So hats off to Bowen Byram. He has been a tremendous player for the Giants all season long. That's nothing new. The two other players for me that would garner MVP consideration for the Giants would be David Tendick and Jared Dimitru. David Tendick, we just, you know, finished talking about him a little bit. He's, you know, really seized the opportunity between the pipes. And I don't think the Giants are here, quite frankly, in game seven of the WHL final if David Tendick doesn't have, you know, the kind of games that he has had in games 5 and 6 with the Giants' backs against the wall, you know, to get them to this point. And Jared Dimitru, 20 years old, never been to an NHL training camp. He's, you know, never had more than 40 points in a season. And yet here he is. He's leads the Giants in goals in the playoffs with 9. He's got 20 points in 21 games. You know, he's done a little bit of everything. He's blocked shots. He's killed penalties. He's won faceoffs. He's scored clutch goals. He's led. And these are the really cool household names that, you know, 5, 10 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to remember Jared Dimitru. We're going to remember David Tendick. We're going to remember Owen Hardy and Alex Canik-Liepert and Dylan Plouffe. And these kids, these men have really, I think, captured the hearts of hockey fans in the Lower Mainland. And it's been really, really quite something to be a part of. Long answer to your question, guys. I do apologize, but I think there are a few answers for sure.
Dan O'Connor, our guest. So we were talking to Ron Toigo last week, owner, of course, of the Giants, and he kind of compared it to the 06 team that won the Ed Chynoweth Cup in the lead up to the 07 Memorial Cup win. In that, you know, there wasn't huge expectations, but you know, the blue collar type work ethic was certainly there for the Vancouver Giants. Can you see that similarity?
I really can. I think it's a very savvy comparison in a lot of ways, because I think that the Giants this year, you know, yes, they've had Byram and yes, they've had Davis Kosh, and they've had really, really good players, but this is not a team that had anybody in the top 10 in scoring. This isn't a team that like scored over 300 goals in the season. It literally was a team that on some nights could win 2-1. On other nights, it's a team that could win 6-5 if they had to. And it always just seemed like there would be a different guy. And I use the playoffs as the prime example of that, that it's been a different guy almost every game carrying the mail and leading the way. If you shut down Davis Kosh, well, that's okay, because Bo and Byram is going to have a great game. You keep Bo and Byram in check, well, don't look now, but here comes Jared Dimitru and his line mates. And if you need the Giants to steal you a game, well, they've had the goaltending from David Tendick and Trent Miner. So I think the comparisons are certainly fair to make, guys. I think it's a lot of that makes sense to me. But make no mistake about it, and I know Bill Wilmes has said this an awful lot, that you know, if these Giants win the Ed Chynoweth Cup in 2019, this is going to be one of the more memorable accomplishments, I think, in the 18-year history of the organization, simply based on recent history, where the Giants have come from over the past 2 or 3 years, and just how this season has all come together. So it's going to be a really, really fun game tonight.
Dan, appreciate the time today. Have a great call tonight. We'll all be watching and listening. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, guys. All the best.